This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I'm watching AOC out of the corner of my eye give a speech in Congress. And I can't tell whether she's in the middle of a, forgive me, an epileptic fit, if she's doing a interpretive dance routine. I don't know. I really just don't know. And it's always amazing to me. I see them doing this, and I have to sit there and scratch my head and go, who takes her seriously? I mean, is anybody taking her seriously at this point? I mean, seriously, what's going on with her right now? I do not get it. This is hilarious. And she's all over. I mean, she's almost like Maxine Waters in the way she's laying stuff out. Nobody seems to be, they're looking, you know when somebody doesn't know what they're talking about? And you know they don't know what they're talking about? And even their friends know that they don't know what they're talking about? And they're sitting there, kind of have a half smile, nodding their head, right? I find all this amusing. Extremely amusing. So it'll happen, I mean, it'll start to bubble over, it'll come to the top. And you'll see the dementia more and more. You know, somebody like you heard in the commercial, the intro, the cure for Democrat dementia. No, I can't take that. I am not the cure for Democrat dementia, or it would be gone by now, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be on it. If you're not on it, man, I always say if you're not informed and you can't push back, right, because you're not informed, you make it tough for the rest of us. Don't do that. Really, seriously, don't do that. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Los Angeles is proposing to end the construction of any new gas station. That's right. No more gas stations in Los Angeles. Now, they're not going to knock down the ones that are there, but God forbid, there's a fire at one. Can't rebuild it. No new gas stations. They want you to stop buying gas for your cars. They want you to go all electric. Although, we're having the higher temperatures. And because we're having the higher temperatures, right, more people are using air conditioners. People are using air conditioners to stay cool. Remember all of that? So now you have a choice. You either stay cool or you charge your car. Can't do both. Go, let that sink in for a second. It never stops. And they won't admit to the fact that they're not ready for this. They don't have the infrastructure. Talk about putting the horse before the cart. They don't have the infrastructure in place. They are not ready for this. It's just nuts. Head up to the website, realside.com. Oh, I'm sorry, joemessina.com. Right there, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. Earlier, let's do it again, because it's so much fun. Before Dr. B comes up, let's see if I can get her blood pressure up. I keep telling you how the education system as a whole has failed you. The whole system has failed. Can we just be honest about it? And when you have kids, and I do mean kids for all intents and purposes, they cannot tell you what the 4th of July is all about. We have done more than fail miserably. Yeah, we, all of us, usins. And we as parents need to be taken to task for that. Here, take a listen. Let me see. It never works the first time, but I'm going to try anyway.
Can I guess? Maybe 1815? Does that sound right? Maybe?
No.
14 something?
It's wrong. It is wrong.
Yeah. So, are you going to tell me?
Other than Karl Marx and John Wilkes Booth, who are some of the other founding fathers that are credited with starting this great country?
Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, right?
No. No, he was way, way after.
Okay. Well, Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. You got one. When Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
I don't know.
Did you go to history class?
Yeah, and I aced it, but I don't remember most stuff.
Remember.
It's like,
obviously aced it.
Because like in school, like you memorize it, but you don't really like memorize it.
None of that stuff's really important.
No.
What did that do exactly?
Declare our freedom, is that right?
Sure. No, Noel. What did it do?
The freedom of America and who we are.
The boyfriend's looking at her and not going, oh, wow.
I believe in you. And all that stuff.
The Evolutionary War.
The Revolutionary. What year did we declare independence from a certain country a long time ago to start the 4th of July?
1796. Right? I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Did you go to school?
I did.
Okay. You just get paid attention?
I guess I didn't.
What country did we declare independence?
Or seeing? That was an older woman who didn't know. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Dr. B. She needs to diagnose me. I'm actually losing my mind as we speak. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
You know the drill. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, otherwise you're part of the problem. It's really that simple. Now, I got this, I won't say a Facebook war, because I don't really get into wars on Facebook, but I do find that people who think they got all the answers to everything, and they have paper for nothing, and you guys know what I mean by that, right? What they got a Facebook diploma, or whatever it is, right? And you got these people hopping on there telling you what's right, what's wrong, how to raise your kids, how to run your business. Some of them have never had a business to run, and some of them, I know they're kids. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway, but I'm not the expert. I bring the experts on. I'm tired of playing this game with people who think they have a clue, who don't. Dr. B joins me. She's been here for a while. She's been out enjoying life after a tough campaign, right?
Yeah, just running a little mayoral campaign. Oh, my goodness. I think that took years off my life. But who knew that small-town politics could be worse than national politics?
Oh, please. I could have wrote a book on it if you wanted to know. I mean, I would have.
Right? You could. That's right. I believe you. Yes.
Small towns, a group of people get control. They get power. They think they have power, and they want to keep the power, and it gets bad.
I mean, and that's it, and it's hilarious because I was, you know, real quick, and then we'll get on to spanking because I'd really love to talk about that. That sounded creepy, but I mean, in a good way. I knew that I had to get 271 to 291 votes, but that's how many people are in this really crooked group here. And gosh darn it, she didn't get 291 votes, and I'm like, you guys. You know, it's exactly on. I had 201. I lost by 90 votes. It's all good. I got people woke up. But it's never again in a small town. No, thank you. It's crazy.
No, it's tough.
It's pretty wild.
And it is because, again, they want to know the whoever. They want to be next to so-and-so. And some people get really nasty in small towns. They don't care. You know,
it's funny because you learn. It was good. It was very good experience because I've been political and, you know, politically active for years since Obama got in. And one thing I learned is it's truly about just the power and the title for some people. You know, here I was trying to actually care about the town and the people, and I would never, you know, take it back. I loved the run. It was great to get to know everybody. But, just to see another side to people, it's like, wait, okay.
Yep.
So, yeah. It's wild.
All right, so
done.
You were going to come on and talk about something totally different, but I do want to go down this road. We will talk about some other issues we're having with some of our young kids. I put up a stupid little meme on my Facebook page, and it said, "I think we can conclude that the timeout generation didn't produce as good of results as the ass whooping generation, butt whooping." And so I put it up there because, you know, I have a large Italian family, lots of boys in the family. We all got a little slap upside the head, or we did get hit with the belt from time to time when we needed it. We didn't get beat to death every day, every other day, or once a week. And I will tell you that there were a lot of things that stopped us from doing things because of the consequences, right? And none of his kids, none of us kids, cousins, brothers, sisters, whatever, ended up in jail, ended up disrespecting authority. You know what I mean? It's not that we were perfect, but now you have a Dr. Spock society where we're going to have timeouts. We're not going to discipline kids really because we don't want them to feel bad. And look around at the streets. Look how quickly they're folding in bad situations. Am I reaching really far here, or there's a way to raise kids to be strong?
Right. So, you know, everything I do will go back to what our Creator intended. I mean, the Creator by whom we are endowed. It's in our historical documents. You're right. We had Dr. Spock, who was just hug it out. Hug it out and time out and literally, okay, that's not going to work. That's not going to really work for any of my kids personally. And then we've got Dr. Brazelton, you know, very similar,
yep.
Right? That had a horribly negative attitude towards spanking. You know, he said things like, I could have talked with you, but I chose to settle this with violence and aggression. That's what spanking means to kids. This is what he said. The other thing he said, that the message that parents give kids when they spank them, I don't value you as a person, or I wouldn't treat you with such little respect, and I'm still bigger than you, and I can get away with it. So this is how he decided kids were feeling when you corporally punish children. And, you know, this is something I've dealt with for almost 30 years, being a, you know, psychologist that works with parents and a lot of troubled kids, a lot of troubled teens, that are incredible kids. They just need guidance. And, you know, the whole spare the rod, spoil the child, it literally is a rod. And you think about the rod, what God meant by that, using it for sheep, for the flock. They're stupid. They're not that bright. I'm not saying kids are stupid, but they're not born knowing everything.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to say it, but they're not very bright. If you really sit back and watch little kids do stuff, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you survived this long. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right? As parents, we have to teach them everything except for one thing. So the one thing we never have to teach kids to do that they learn all by themselves,
go ahead.
How to sin, how to do the wrong thing, how to be snarky. You know, they just how to disrespect. It's that sin nature. It's in there. So that's what God provided this way, you know, just like sheep. It's as a guide. If you need to pop a sheep on the nose or the butt, I'm not saying to pop a kid on the nose with a giant rod, but, you know, if you got to pop their butts to get their attention, and some of us need 20 pops, you know, then that's I'm all for it. I encourage parents to do that. And it needs to be out of love and discipline. A lot of us were raised where it just, you know, the hands start flying, the wooden spoon, the brush, the slipper, whatever, just started flying. And that's cultural, you know, in many ways as well. But I've come to learn that, you know, with some discipline that's going to sting a bit, that there needs to be a follow-up of, hey, you know why I did that? You know, what were you thinking? You know, it's just kind of what you need. There are just three types of discipline. There's definitely corporal punishment. There are natural consequences. And then there's direct assertive communication. And I think all three are needed at some point in life. You know, I've got a kid in college. I've got one that's a senior and an eighth grader. And once in a while, I'll still taught my 17-year-old, you know, it might be in jest, but he knows, like, what? I'm like, well, what are you doing, bonehead? You know, and he understands. It's all good. He knows I love him. And I'm not at all advocating for abuse. We don't need to bloody our children up or bruise them up. Good grief. And I don't understand so many parents that's, you know, especially the more progressive liberal thinking that's in psychology, but that you either bloody them up or you don't touch them. There's an in-between.
You brought up something, you know, I love my son or whatever. If your kids know you love them, truly know you love them, the discipline isn't going to take them away from you, keep them away from you, or teach them hate. They understand. They really do understand. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. You're the one with the license. I'll let you talk. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. Texas DPS tweeted, quote, "The driver suspected of human smuggling evaded law enforcement and crashed into a commercial vehicle," end quote. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. Police stated the chase started on the border of Mexico. It comes after this week's other smuggling attempt, which ended with 53 illegal immigrants dead in San Antonio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Bring her back on because she's the expert. If you listen to me, I'll do nothing but get you in trouble. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, and I always appreciate her time with us on these issues. I mean, truly taking a godly point of view, but also applying that chemical input that God gave us, the way the brain works, that God made it that way, to help figure out maybe how you can work with your children, what you can do with your children to help them get over this. But I think... And my argument, as you know, Dr. B, I've done it a million times, is you can't, for the last 20, 30, 40 years, we've been told, you know, you can't hit your kids, it makes them violent. Now, notice I didn't say beat your kids, all right? There's a big difference between the kids of my generation and the kids today. These are the timeout kids. There's no consequence. There's no negative. You can't make them feel bad about what they do. There's nothing to pay for when you do something wrong. I just can't believe it. Again, I'm not licensed, but
right.
I can't believe that works.
Right. Now, you're a parent. You understand. And what did the timeout generation get us? 72 genders.
Don't forget the unicorns.
Shoot. I mean, and we got to talk gender later, man. Oh, my gosh. I can't. It's so out of control. I do not sound very professional right now, but it is so out of control. But that's what a lack of consequences gets you. And then you've got, you know, states like California, you know, talking about consequences where, you know, you can steal up to a certain amount of money or, you know, and then we'll let you go. You know, nobody's going to arrest you.
$940. My God.
Right?
Think about that.
On Monday and then on Tuesday, another $940. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And this is why we have the issues we have, because we did not discipline. And it was very, I think what I miss is the sense of community and how it was all understood. I mean, I went to neighbors' houses of my friends and everybody was great, but those moms and dads would pop me as well, or my mom would pop another kid, you know, if something.
And wait a minute,
you know,
and you get
that,
popped at home. You would get popped at home because you embarrassed them in front of a neighbor. I did.
Yes, that was right, and that was the fear that kept you in check at restaurants, at weddings, at parties. Because when you got home, do you remember when you did No, well, you did. And, you know, and my mom would keep a running count. Just she'd whisper in my ear, that's we're up to three now. I'm like, oh, shoot, what did I do? We're up to four now. I'm like, oh, gosh. So, I mean, you know, just that fear of there's going to be a little bit of ouch when I get home. Kids need something. We need that healthy fear of consequences, and just across the board, even with adults, we're kind of dumbing it down. You know, I've heard some of the Democratic Congress members even talk about getting rid of jails, you know, and just having rehabilitation units and mental institutions, you know, and I'm just like, wow, okay. We're going so backwards.
What is the difference? I have to ask. What's the difference between a rehabilitation center and a jail?
The name, because it's offensive, apparently, to put criminals who've just murdered your entire family in jail. So, but it's somehow accepting and inclusive if you put them in a rehabilitation center. With guards.
Well, we don't want them to feel bad or anything, right?
I can't. I have no words anymore to where this country is headed and what these people are thinking. I mean, I turn on the TV and once in a while, we haven't watched the news almost 3 years now. It's been great. But Nancy Pelosi was on and I can't even understand her anymore. I'm like, I haven't watched it for 3 years. Is it my ears? Or is it Nancy? I mean, have I aged that much that I have no idea what that woman is?
She can't keep her teeth in the mouth when she's talking, so it's hard to
understand. It's horrible, and I'm sitting there. You're electing these people. She is the conglomeration of the evidence of the fiduciary of the checks and balances. What? I don't even know what... What? And people are just clapping. Oh, yes. I literally feel like... I'm in a movie and I'm just not getting it.
You have to clap if you don't get fired. You know, this is like who was the little Kim there in North Korea? Remember, he had all those days of mourning for his dad, and he was putting people in jail for not crying enough.
Yes. Well, and you wonder, Joe, like, are we not in the same dimension? Is she really saying something? You know, is it like the Tower of Babel and God's just protecting our ears? I'm starting to wonder.
Don't listen to this, all right? Just stop.
you just can't. But, you know, back to, you know, the whole corporal punishment, it's we've gotten so far away from, you know, God's plan for us. And if you really study what the rod meant, you know, a tool of guidance, just, you know, kind of a wake up call to the sheep, you know, which we are to shepherd as we are shepherded. But it works great. It works great, you know, but parents just don't have time to speak to their kids, talk to their kids, work them, walk them through it. Nope. I'm going to smack you, or I'm not going to smack you. I'm going to put you on timeout. I'm going to take your phone for half an hour. Well, they know they're going to get it back in 30 minutes, and they're going to get their other three devices out of their room that the parent has forgot about. So, we're not really on a course of success here for the next generations, is why we've got...
If there's no pain, there's no reason to stop, right? I mean, let's just be honest about it.
There's no motivation. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. There's no, you know, you watch what's happening in the streets. They're not arresting anybody. There's no jail time. There's no any of that stuff. So why stop doing it? You know, you made a comment a little while ago about how about how we have all these genders now, right? We have all these things now. And part of this, in my humble opinion, not that it's very humble, but is because we don't have, or they don't have, absolutes. We have not given our kids any absolutes. I don't care. You know, these parents say, I'll let them find God on their own, or whatever it is that they're saying. I want you to listen to this. I can't even call her a young lady because she doesn't call herself a young lady. Let's see. If this works the first time, I'm going to be excited. It won't, but I'll be excited anyway. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Cameron, and I'm a member of our DID system. So Avery and I are both birds. I am a cardinal and Avery is a blue jay. We like AM air pronouns in particular because they feel even further removed from gender than they than theirs. And being birds, while we do have our own gender expression, we don't inherently have a gender at all. And not in the way that, like, we're just non-binary. It's that, like, our species as, like, an avian-human hybrid does not inherently have any kind of gender at all. So you use them just like singular pronouns, like he, him, or she, her. Spelling and pronunciation-wise, it's like they, them, theirs without the TH at the beginning. So the best way, I think, to practice is to write out a couple of short sentences using, like, he, him, his, and himself, and then go back through and erase all of those pronouns and fill them in with am, air self.
So first, she, they, him, them, whatever they are, should be arrested for massacring the English language. Secondly, they should be put in a rubber room somewhere so they don't hurt themselves. This is what we've raised by not giving these kids direction. Would you agree?
Truly. You think, where are these parents? But then you look at Hollywood and look at all of them. I'm just letting them choose their gender, and I'm letting them choose, you know, their identity. And I'm like, first of all, the sex chromosomes of birds are Z and W. So if you're going to do something, get creative and let's do a ZZ and a ZW. You know, they're not even XY. It's just so, like, bizarre. They're all like, follow the science. Okay, well, let's follow your science. You're a human being, and you're a woman, you're a female, or you're a male. They're just all over the place at this point. But yes, this is exactly what not paying attention to your kids, not being consistent, not disciplining them, not giving them a moral code and foundation gets you. And the parents, right, because they can't go backwards, or they choose not to because they don't have time for it, are now just giving into it. And, you know, they're weak, and they're parenting out of fear. They're parenting because, you know, out of, well, it's all peer pressure, right? It's parental pressure. Yes. Because somehow it's non-inclusive if you don't let your kids choose its gender or its identity. It's just so bizarre that we're even talking about this, that normal is this.
Look, even you're tripping over the words, and you're a professional. I'm tripping over the words. What do you think parents are doing? You're looking at this going, I don't even know how to respond to this, other than snap out of it. You can't be a bird. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cops.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And that's not yelling, by the way. When you're in an Italian family, that is not yelling. That's just an emotional conversation, so get over yourself. You know, let me bring her on. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. Always appreciate her time with us. You know, Dr. B, we were always either yelling or noisy or loud about something. But I noticed, you know, as I think back on those days, we never held anything. You know what I'm saying by that? I mean, it was, you yelled about it, you got mad about it, and 20 minutes later, you have no idea what you were yelling about.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, yes, and that usually can be a good thing. You just work it out. I mean, it starts so much before the actual incident, right? It's the family, it's the culture, there's an understanding, it's the love.
Responded to it. Other than, go ahead.
I've worked with it was Joe from the past. I've worked with some families from, you know, literally Italian, Russian, those kind of cultures, even Asian cultures, where they can be the loudest people, but they are the most loving, you know, and they're the most physical people, but the most loving. So some of the quietest that are the most contemptuous, you know what I mean? And there's just like a feeling of contempt and just not loving and coldness in that house. So again, it's just how your culture is. And You know, I've seen the families and people, and I've experienced this where you're yelling at them, and they're like, okay, come here, give me a hug, or let's go get an ice cream, you know. And it's just the way you do it. So it really is about that foundation of love, and it's that consistency, and that's that boundary, or that set of boundaries. Kids need that, and that is what shows love. All of this boundaryless, everybody, devil may care, run the street stuff. Okay, you may appear to be your kid's friend, but again, this is why this culture is in such need and in such trouble, because they want boundaries. I have interviewed, at one time, I interviewed over 350 teenagers over a period of about 5 years and asking them, right, what it is that makes you feel loved. And it was two things. The first one was being the parents, knowing that the parents are proud. And I said, well, how do you know that? And that's presence, their presence, presence at the theater, presence at their practice, presence wherever their children were, at graduations, at ceremonies, even showing up to take them to lunch or take them lunch at school. And I said, well, what's the second thing you would say? And that was boundaries. I want clear, strict boundaries and expectations. And they didn't care what they were as long as they were consistent. Of course not. You know, we're not talking, you know, have to jump off a cliff every day. But, you know, very consistent boundaries, so they knew where they stood. And they wanted to have that sense of, like, I can step out of it and test the waters. That's what kids are going to do. But those are the two things, being proud, meaning being present, and then having consistent boundaries. And do we have that anymore? We don't. And we're like, well, our kid is good. He doesn't do anything. Well, he's looking at the dang phone all day. What's he going to do? And the things he's looking at are scrambling his brain, are changing how he thinks, are robbing him of anything godly, morally sound and based. And somehow that's raising your kid, because they're quiet at the table because you hand them a device. They're quiet in the corner of their room upstairs because you hand them a device. Well, they're probably looking at pornography, and they're probably looking at you know, all of these videos on TikTok, because, and they're learning a culture that is so foreign to what the parents are about and what that family situation is about. And gosh, Joe, I've even seen at restaurants where there's been a family of like 12, and every single one, it was just silent at the table. Every single one was on a device. Okay, that's not a family meal.
They're still addictions, though, are they not? I mean, seriously, when you see
it's people, weird.
They have their hand on them all the time. They're looking at them all the time. And it's not healthy for your brain to be falsely stimulated. And that's what you get from the phone, is it not?
It's not at all healthy. You know, not only is it causing physical problems with the back and your neck, but it's also causing issues such as eyesight issues. We're seeing kids that are wearing glasses and have more need for prescriptions now than ever before. But it's also not allowing your brain to grow and connect the way God intended. We're not developing correctly. We're not developing, right? There's such a lower level of the social and developmental learning and progression here. And we see that. These generations coming through are so immature. And it really has little to do with anything but the fact that their phone is raising them and the world and what's out there. And these videos, these stupid videos of people thinking they're birds, raising them. You can tell, and I'll tell you, because parents are like, well, I take them to church. We have family meals. Yeah, but if they're on their phone more than 1 hour a day, I know that sounds shocking, but their minds are getting programmed. And no matter what you say, every time they watch these TikTok videos with all of this nonsense, this liberal, progressive, political nonsense, gender nonsense, it's getting into their minds. Their minds are sponges. And you can tell them all day long that Jesus is Lord and God is the way. But if then you stick them in front of a computer or on their phone for 10 hours a day, that's what they're absorbing. Think about all these cultures and in war, that the propaganda they used, they sit people in front of it to get them to absorb it. That is exactly what we're seeing with our kids. It's no different. We are doing the same thing as the Russians did back in the war, you know, to try to explain, you know, their propaganda and get it sunk into their system.
There's a lot more to this, though. This comes partially from these parents wanting their kids to be their friends. They want to be friends with their kids. And they'll tell you the reason is they want to make sure their kids talk to them and tell them what's going on. From what I've seen, and I don't have your credentials, but most of those kids whose parents want to be their friends have absolutely no respect for their parents. Is that true?
Right. Of course they don't. They don't at all. And you can hop on their Snapchat to see that, because those are the ones that disappear, you know, within a time period. And there are all kinds of things mostly on those where the videos, you know, kind of disappear talking about their parents that shows that. But it's called parental peer pressure. And it really is being influenced by your adolescent and your child versus you influencing them, that you cave to them because you want to be their friend. And it's called PPP. It is an actual thing that is part of our culture now, and it is really heating up.
Wow.
Parents just don't want to parent anymore. It's too hard. It's too hard. We're in the culture of, right, in the era of it's too hard. You know, go do this, go do that. It's too difficult. And the parents that show up to my seminars and read my books, they're the ones that probably don't need it. It's the ones that don't show up. I always tell them, thank you for being here, but go give this book to somebody else that really needs it. So, but it's stopping parents, this peer pressure, from helping their children learn and be responsible, because instead they're caving to it. So it's what we see in movies and TV shows, all these kids disrespecting their parents. And they're mouthing off, and kids aren't going to spank, right? And kids aren't going to dare take their phone. I've told you that I've told parents to take their phone. Oh, what? How do I get their phone? Like, did you? you say, give me your phone, or well, they won't give it to me. Okay, then you call Verizon and say, please disconnect 555-3131. Well, they lose their minds. Okay, I don't get their password. Look through their phones. How do you get their password? Okay. I get this all the time, Joe. I get this.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Listen, there were no psychologists in my house, okay, or my family. They were all just parents. God forbid we ever said no to one of them.
They figured it out.
Right? They would have to make another
trial. Today I asked Allie, I said, you need to go put your phone in my room. And you know why. And she's like, she looked at me and she's like, well, oh, okay. She goes, I guess that's the end of that. And she went and put it, you know, down. You don't ask me why. So why? Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling.
Don't you want your children to find themselves? Don't you want your children to question authority and not just do everything they're told to do? Don't you want them to be independent, Dr. B?
Right. No. Not until they're 18. They can go be independent then. Right now, you're under my roof. It's my rule. And it's my consequences. It's so funny because it's such the opposite. By having boundaries and speaking less and just pointing, you know, and just kind of being consistent, it's giving them the independence. It's teaching them, you know, how far they can, you know, stick their toes over the line. And it's interesting that today, you know, everybody's saying the opposite. Oh my gosh, you know, why are you limiting them? Well, because they have to learn. And it's different limits from elementary to middle school to high school. But you need to have limits. Are you just going to let your kid go play on the freeway? Well, no. Well, you're doing worse than that by letting them have a phone with access to the world, yep, because that's how they're going to grow up. So, yep. Yeah, it's interesting times.
All right. 100%. So how do they find more of this sage advice if they need it?
DrBRadio.com or find me on Facebook.
All right. We'll have you back on again soon. Always appreciate your time with me. And people, you may need help after you're with me the next hour, because you got me for a whole hour by yourself. We'll be back in just a little bit.
USA.